It has been widely reported that President Carter is about to announce the total cutoff of oil imports from Iran. By way of background, Iranian oil imports account for roughly 4% of all American oil consumption. We import about 400,000 barrels a day of crude oil from that country. But in addition, we also import about another 400,000 barrels of gasoline and heating oil refined outside this country from Iranian oil. The situation in the U.S. Embassy in Iran is reported unchanged. The State Department says we are continuing diplomatic efforts to secure the release of the 60-some Americans who are held hostage there. President Carter is now entering the press room at the White House.
Thank you very much. We continue to face a grave situation in Iran, where our embassy has been seized and more than 60 American citizens continue to be held as hostages in an attempt to force unacceptable demands on our country. We're using every available channel to protect the safety of the hostages and to secure their release. Along with the families of the hostages, I have welcomed and I appreciate the restraint that has been shown by Americans during this crisis. We must continue to exhibit such constraint. Despite the intensity of our emotions, the lives of our people in Iran are at stake. I must emphasize the gravity of the situation. It's vital to the United States and to every other nation that the lives of diplomatic personnel and other citizens abroad be protected, and that we refuse to permit the use of terrorism and the seizure and the holding of hostages to impose political demands. No one should underestimate the resolve of the American government and the American people in this matter. It is necessary to eliminate any suggestion that economic pressures can weaken our stand on basic issues of principle. Our position must be clear. I am ordering that we discontinue purchasing of any oil from Iran for delivery to this country. These events obviously demonstrate the extreme importance of reducing oil consumption here in the United States. I urge every American citizen and every American business to redouble efforts to curtail the use of petroleum products. This action will pose a real challenge to our country. It will be a test of our strength and of our determination. I've directed Secretary Duncan to work with the Congress and with other federal, state, and local officials and with leaders of industry to develop additional measures to conserve oil and to cope with this new situation. We will strive to ensure equitable and fair distribution of petroleum products and to ensure a minimum of disruption of our nation's economy. These American measures must be part of an effective international effort, and we will consult with our allies and with other oil-consuming nations about further actions to reduce oil consumption and oil imports. America does face a difficult task and a test. Our response will measure our character and our courage. I know that we Americans shall not fail. Thank you very much.
That was a question addressed to the president as he made his way out of the room, but the president, grim-faced, continued walking and paid no attention to the questioner. So as you heard, that was President Carter with an announcement from the White House that, as expected, he is ordering the end of any importation of oil from Iran. He did not go into the question of the oil products, the gasoline and heating oil and diesel fuel, which are imported, some of which may come from Iranian crude refined in other countries. But he did say that he is consulting with the Secretary of Energy in an attempt to make sure that the distribution of oil in this country is as fair and as equitable. He said that we are continuing to try every available channel to try to obtain the release of the 60-some Americans who are held in the American embassy in Tehran. And he said that he welcomed the constraint shown by the American people, and he urged all Americans to continue that restraint, and to that end, to encourage restraint, he emphasized again the gravity of the situation, said the United States is determined, with all other civilized nations, to resist terrorism, and explained that in order to negate any suggestion that economic pressure from the government of Iran could affect our determination to do what we think is right, it is for that reason, and to negate the suggestion, that he is ordering the end of the importation of all oil from the government and the country of Iran. So this has been a CBS News special report, President Carter's announcement on Iran. I'm George Herman, CBS News.
United California Bank's chief economist says a cutoff of Iranian oil would have little immediate impact on U.S. energy supplies. KNX News Radio financial editor Jerry Laird is in the studio with me and has the story.
Raymond Jallo says the pipeline from oil field to the gasoline pump is 2 to 3 months long. And besides, the Iranian oil likely would be sold to other countries, freeing other supplies for purchase by the U.S. KNX News Radio asked Jallo, himself born and educated in the Middle East, how the U.S. cutoff might be viewed in Iran.
Well, it depends how it is disseminated to Iran. If it is disseminated in the way that the United States would like to have a free negotiation about what's taking place, you know, and not to have the oil to complicate the situation, it may be the reception would not be as bad. But if it is communicated to be this is a retaliation of what Iran is doing in there, it may be taken very negatively and therefore affect the future relationship between the two countries.
Jallo says a halt in U.S. purchases of Iranian oil would not hurt Iran economically because oil still is in short supply worldwide and there would be plenty of willing buyers.
Two more Adi Shah rallies are scheduled in Los Angeles today. A noon rally is planned on the UCLA campus. At 1 this afternoon, a group of Americans say they'll gather at the federal building downtown to show support for Iranian students who want the deposed leader returned to Iran. The 140 Iranian students arrested in the Beverly Hills demonstration last Friday, meanwhile, are out on bail. They have a date in court, and immigration officials will review their visa status. Iranian students say they're prepared to make sacrifices in order to realize their goals. CBS News correspondent Randy Daniels says the show of unity has gotten off the ground with a fast.
The hunger strike was initiated by students who support the occupation of the embassy. Also, those who do control the embassy indicated that they are prepared to fast for 2 years, taking only one meal a day to back their demands. Also, a group of religious leaders came to the embassy today to show support for the students, and a leading religious figure here also said that Iran will not be intimidated by threats of trade embargoes. As you know, Iran is a major importer of rice from the United States. And the Iranians say they are quite prepared to buy the rice from somewhere else or simply to reduce their intake of rice, but they will not be intimidated by trade threats.
As the situation in Tehran becomes more tense, Americans are leaving Iran in growing numbers. Among the latest to leave is Richard Hamill, a Las Vegas man who was sent to Iran by his U.S. employer.
We felt we should leave for what might be our safety, let me put it that way. We're not sure what the U.S. State Department's going to do, what action they're going to take, so we left. But we will go back once everything settles down to finish the job that we contracted to do with the Iranian government.
Hamill says the average Iranian citizen is friendly, but it's another story when it comes to dealing with representatives of the Khomeini government. And at 11:56, that's the sound of KNX News, live and direct.
Another demonstration demanding the Shah be deported to Iran is supposed to occur in a few minutes at UCLA. This is Alex Sullivan on the Westwood campus. Two groups, the Progressive Labor Party and the Committee Against Racism, promised to be on hand at Meyerhoff Park near Ackerman Union. So far, everything is normal and quiet. Meanwhile, many Iranian students in this country face possible deportation by the INS, and UCLA junior Linda Bookstein believes not all should go.
Well, I feel that there's only a certain number of students that should be deported, and I admit it's hard to figure out the ones who are causing all the riots, but you can't deport all of them because they're people just like we are too, and if they want an education, they have a right to be here, and it's just like stereotyping and generalizing.
But what about this rally that might take place during the noon hour here? Do you...
I don't approve of it. I can't believe that they're on our campus doing that when they're the ones who are doing things to us rather than we're doing things to them. If they were going to demonstrate against things that we're doing to them, fine, they can do it here, but they're the ones who are doing things to our people in their country.
Were you here Friday? Some of these same groups apparently had a fracas and altercation right down below us here on Friday.
I wasn't here at the time when this broke out. I heard about it later, yeah.
You're probably glad you weren't here.
Yeah, I was glad I wasn't here.
UCLA Junior Linda Bookstein of San Diego.
CBS News. President Carter halts oil purchases from Iran. This is Reed Collins reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The latest move in the hostage story was at the White House, and Lem Tucker has details.
Administration sources made it clear that oil purchases from Iran were being halted to remove what they fear is a bargaining chip in the minds of the terrorists holding the hostages. The president himself set forth the administration's position.
It's vital to the United States and to every other nation that the lives of diplomatic personnel and other citizens abroad be protected, and that we refuse to permit the use of terrorism and the seizure and the holding of hostages to impose political demands. No one should underestimate the resolve of the American government and the American people in this matter. It is necessary to eliminate any suggestion that economic pressures can weaken our stand on basic issues of principle. Our position must be clear.
Senior administration officials said they don't think the Iranians should view this action as provocative, and also said they are unsure that it will have any effect whatsoever on the status of the hostages. Lem Tucker, CBS News, the White House.
CBS News correspondent Randy Daniels reports from Tehran that the oil cutoff caught Iranians by surprise, but they indicated no concern. We'll just sell the oil to someone else, said one, and make more money. Also, Iran's Revolutionary Council has decided tonight that it thought up the idea first. The caretaker oil minister, Ali Akbar Moinfar, says the decision to cut off oil to the United States was made in Iran before the decision not to buy any oil from the United States was made in Washington. A taped interview has been done by the Iranians inside the embassy compound in Tehran, purportedly with Kevin Hermanig, one of the Marine guards who's now a hostage. Hermanig is from Oak Creek, Wisconsin. His interrogator asks him several times if he has some message for Americans back home.
I want you to know that every day, all day and night, I think about if I was at home, and I wish I was there. And I want you to believe that what you've heard possibly before this, believe that I am okay and the other American people here are okay.
That is an interview supplied by the Iranians in Tehran, purportedly with Kevin Hermanig.
This just into KNX News Central on our in-studio news wires. Iranian television has announced that the Tehran government is cutting off oil exports to the United States. That announcement came not long after President Carter announced that he was ordering an immediate cutoff of oil imports from Iran. The president, by that announcement, apparently undercut any attempt by the government of the Ayatollah Khomeini to gain concessions from the American hostage situation in Tehran by cutting off the flow of petroleum to the U.S. Carter announced the U.S. will no longer purchase any oil from Iran. The president also directed his energy secretary to work with Congress, state and local governments, and industry in developing additional conservation measures. In a statement broadcast live on KNX News Radio at 11 o'clock this morning, the president says the U.S. is doing everything it can to protect the safety of the American hostages in Tehran and secure their safe release.
A small pro-Khomeini anti-Shah rally is underway at UCLA. This is Alex Sullivan on the Westwood campus. It was billed to start at high noon, but didn't get underway on time. A small group of Progressive Labor Party people and also another organization called Committee Against Racism showing up. The crowd is mostly negative toward the group as they spout out their rhetoric from the Meyerhoff Park little green wooden speaker stand. Let's go now from the fourth floor of Kirchhoff Hall down to the ground and John Goodman.
That debate has turned basically into a shouting match. The people on the platform by using a megaphone, electronic megaphone, to get their message across. And the young woman, as you can hear in the background, has been shouting quite a bit to get her message across. The students in the audience not exactly receptive to what she has to say. Those surrounding her are holding placards to say that Shaw is no different than Adolf Hitler. Of course, Shaw, not the Iranian students. And we need unity with the Iranian workers and the students to stop World War III. As you can hear there in the background now, the students are shouting, go home, go home, go home. A few minutes ago, they did that same thing, and the young woman on the chair listened. She says this is her home, and anyone who is not a Native American is an immigrant to the United States. And they are demanding death to the Shah and immediate unconditional amnesty for undocumented workers. The crowd, solidly pro-American, keeps on asking a question that the people holding the demonstration have not yet answered. What about our 60 Americans in Tehran? Once again, here's Alex Sullivan.
Thank you, John Goodman. And we did have one untoward incident just as the demonstration got underway. One of the students walked up and ripped down a placard. However, there has been no violence. The crowd mostly just curious and shouting, go home, to the small knot of speakers. And now, once again, the chat is up to go home as this rally designed to get support to deport the Shah to Iran is turning up very, very few supporters. Along with John Goodman, this is Alex Sullivan at UCLA.
And that's the sound of KNX News, live and direct.
Tempers are flaring, and the rhetoric is rising on the UCLA campus at a pro-Khomeini anti-Shah rally. This is Alex Sullivan along with John Goodman. Let's go now from the fourth floor of Kirkhoff Hall right down to the middle of the crowd, and John Goodman.
The crowd is starting to turn just a little bit nasty, as you can hear in the background. They're shouting deport. Just a few minutes ago, objects started to be thrown at the speaker's platform, mostly ice and paper. The biggest shout of the day has gone up for a young man who came by waving an American flag, and then the man on the platform said now that John Wayne has gone by and made a fool out of himself, but he was cut off at that point by an overwhelming crowd of support from the audience for the man carrying the flag. Alex?
And, of course, on this campus, there's an enrollment of 31,000. We have a crowd here, probably around 250, and probably 90% of them are opposed to the speakers. Along with John Goodman, Alex Sullivan, KNX News Radio.
Iran's Revolutionary Council claims it decided to stop selling oil to the United States before it heard that President Carter wanted to stop buying it. But the State Department says the U.S. made the decision first. Meanwhile, the Muslim students holding dozens of Americans hostage at the U.S. Embassy are on a five-day hunger strike to underscore their demand that the U.S. surrender the Shah.
About 500 people observe a rally by the Progressive Labor Party and the Committee Against Racism on the UCLA campus during the noon hour rally call to demand the deportation of the Shah back to Iran. This is Alex Sullivan along with John Goodman on the Westwood campus. Most of the crowd was strongly opposed to the speakers as they harangued their views out with a bullhorn. Signs in the crowd read, fight for socialism, not in the boss's war, and death of the Shah, and all fascists. Right in the middle of the demonstration was KNX News Radio reporter John Goodman. John, we understand that this wasn't necessarily a pro-Khomeini group, but they were also against the Shah. Perhaps you could explain.
The main theme of the speakers from the platform was they were against the Shah. They said deport the Shah, not Iranian students, and they also emphasized that they were anti-Khomeini, but not anti-Iranian. But they did support the position of the American hostages in Tehran. The members of the two committees said that the Americans being held hostage there represent American imperialism, and they should be held hostage in the name of the working people. The biggest shout of the day actually went up here today, and there were many against what the speakers were saying, was when a young man came by waving the American flag, and the shout went up in support, and then the chant, the USA all the way, and go, go, go. The response from the platform was, well, now that the John Wayne has gone by and made a fool out of himself, we'll continue. But the speakers were then shouted down, and after about a half an hour, the demonstration was over. And the only thing remaining now is a group of about 50 standing around still hotly debating the issues. Alex?
Well, thank you, John. We also had activity over at the federal building in Westwood. This, of course, is a holiday, but nonetheless, there was some activity. Let's move over there now, and Mike Landa.
Alex, the theme is pretty much the same here in the corner of Wilshire Boulevard and Veteran Avenue in front of the federal building. A crowd of about 40 demonstrators are marching in a circle on the sidewalk carrying banners Among the groups on hand for this small demonstration are the Revolutionary Communist Party, National United Workers Organization, Vietnam Veterans Against the War, and the Committee for Solidarity with Central America. Some of those banners read, U.S. imperialism, get your bloody hands off Iran, death to the Shah. The demonstrators are shouting, deport the Shah. And also they're calling for no U.S. military intervention in Iran. As we say, the number of demonstrators is relatively small, about 40. There are some bystanders, counter-demonstrators, maybe four or five, and they're shouting, free the hostages, down with communism. Traffic is moving along Wilshire Boulevard at a regular flow for this time of day. Occasionally a horn will honk, apparently to let the demonstrators know that they're either against or for, we don't know which.
Ronald Reagan says the time for lying low is over. He will formally declare his candidacy for the Republican nomination for president tomorrow. And you'll be able to hear that announcement on KNX News Radio at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. Reagan, who's nearly 69, will be the 10th Republican candidate to make his official announcement. He's viewed as the favorite. After making his declaration in New York tomorrow, the former California governor will continue a five-day, 12-city campaign tour. Reagan videotaped his announcement today.